Morning, Todd. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, thank you very much. How about you and the rest of the team? I'm sure there's been plenty of prep ahead of a double header this weekend.
I got to be honest, I haven't been there for a week or so myself, Todd. I've been what do you call it? The health issues, staying at home for the week or so. So I've left it to the trusty assistants, but they tell me everything's been going really, really well, and I'll be there at training tonight. Getting ready to prepare for our first road trip.
Awesome. So look, it's a double header. It's a heck of a way to start the season, going up against the Southwest and Mandra. How ready is the team? Because the team looks great.
It's worked out quite well, Todd. The Gabba grand finals were brought forward a considerable amount of time to get all those over and done with before COVID came out. So we've sort of had 3 or 4 weeks of really good training and preparation on court, which we haven't been able to have in past years. So having all our players here for the last 2 to 3 weeks has been fantastic. And getting some good time on court to prepare. And really now we just need to get some games under our belt and see how it all comes together. So not really been able to play any scratch matches and stuff like that, like some of the Perth teams. We've been relying on knocking each other around a little bit at training and preparing ourselves, and hopefully it all comes together on Saturday night.
Yeah. Who are some of the new faces on the team that people should be looking out for?
Our two imports, which is Cameron Coleman, which we've got, is about 6'6", bit of an all-rounder, to be fair, can play multiple positions, awesome defender, a great team player, and he's been fitting really well in practice. And Sean Stewart also, who, if people remember, we did sign Sean back in 2020, and he was here training and preparing for our first game, a couple of years ago for the rug to be pulled from under us. But he's really excited to be here, and we're all ready to go for this weekend as well.
All right, great. All right, keep an eye out for those guys. And what about some returning faces? Anyone interesting coming back?
We've got a few interesting ones. Obviously, there's been talk about Matt Wunderberg, which about whether he's retiring or not. Well, we've signed Matt for another year, and he's been training and looking as good as ever. So we'll get him through some games and see how he pulls up. And obviously Liam Hunt's been training as well of late, and got an all clear from his doctor to resume playing. So
Wow.
really looking forward to seeing how Liam goes. Obviously he's going to have to work his way back, and we're trying to take it really, really slow. But Liam being Liam, he's all in or not. So he's been training really hard and been impressive at training as well. So seeing those two on court's been awesome. And obviously some young guys in, Harry Evans and Bob Gresham, who are both heading off possibly today, I think, to head off for state duties at the national championships. And the other one I'm really looking forward to seeing how he progresses after getting some really good time last year is Tom Dobson. So Tom recently been to the AIS and done some training over there at the Institute. And Tom's looking to do bigger and better things in his basketball, and hopefully this year is a big stepping stone for him.
Great. We've been chatting to Bucks coach Dale Joseph ahead of their doubleheader start to the new NBL One West season. Dale, before I do let you go, what do you think the biggest challenge is for this weekend?
Avoiding COVID.
Oh, yeah. You're not wrong, because then that just throws the whole season into disarray.
To be honest, we just our challenges will be, a whole new team, a new group of guys, just blending together. So I think the challenge will be just to try and all be on the same page early on in the season. I think we're pretty much understand that we're going to have some teething problems and some wrinkles to iron out over the first couple of weeks. And I think that'll be the biggest challenge of just keeping everybody on the same page and understanding that, hey, it is the first week of the season, and there's a long way to go, and we want to start at a particular base, and we want to be a lot better, obviously, in about 20 weeks' time. So,
Yeah. All right. Great. Chatting to Bucks coach Dale Joseph. You can't get to the games this weekend. They are away games. Southwest Slammers on Saturday night. You'll be able to stream that, as well as when the Bucks take on Mandra Magic at lunchtime on Sunday. Dale, best of luck to you and the rest of the team.
Hey, good on you, Todd. Thanks very much, mate.